Thomas Edison likes going to the movies, and like many people, he has some pet peeves about modern theatergoers.
Oh, you know, when they talk and they... I don't like when people talk during a film because it takes me out of the experience. You know what I mean? I'm trying to get into the story and just be with it. And then somebody's going, yeah. And it's like, oh, please don't do that.
Now, extra talking takes Tommy a bit more out of the experience than others because he has been visually impaired since birth. Still, he loves to review movies on his YouTube page, The Blind Film Critic.
So for Suicide Squad, I'm going to give this one 2 out of 4 eyes open. This is more like Homicide Squad. I mean, look what they did to the story.
While an increasing number of movie chains have something called Descriptive Video Services, or DVS, that help people experience films like The Lion King without having the visuals, here's a sample of that, by the way.
Rafiki breaks one open. The wise old baboon dips his thumb in its juice and draws a line on Simba's forehead.
But Tommy Edison, the blind film critic, mostly avoids this DVS.
For me, I think if a movie is really good, I think if it's acted well, if it's written well, it's performed well, you don't need Describe Video. You really don't. I mean, like Goodfellas, for example, is one of my favorite movies of all time. And I really believe that if you were to just listen to it and not watch it, you wouldn't miss much. You wouldn't miss much at all.
Another fairly recent example of that was Joe Carnahan's The Gray, a wilderness survival film starring Liam Neeson.
It was so immersive. I felt like I was out in the rain. Like I was literally checking my head to see if it was, I was getting right, because it sounded so real and it was so, a lot of times in movies, they don't use all the surround sound. They only use that for the trailers. You know what I mean? When you get right into the story, everything's basically coming from the front of the theater and they hardly even pan it, you know? But this was remarkable and I just loved it because it was, you know, it was audio design. It was great.
Getting people to think about how others might experience something as commonplace as a movie, like The Gray, is exactly what brings Tommy Edison, the blind film critic, out of the theater and to Michigan State University.
I was invited to come and speak for World Usability Day by a guy called Graham Pierce. And I got to talk about my life and accessibility on the web and how it works for me and how it doesn't work for me and some what the learning curve was and, you know, how it all happened. And also talking about my life and my stories and how I was able to do the things in my life that I've been able to do.
One big surprise happened in 2016 after Tommy's YouTube videos as a movie critic and once describing his experiences as a blind man helped make a movie, but without his knowledge.
There was a film that came out in August of 2016. It was called Don't Breathe. It's directed by a guy named Fetty Alvarez. And Fetty Alvarez contacted me on Twitter to say, hey, man, I want to thank you for your videos. They really helped me to create this character for my film. And I went, what? And he goes, oh, yeah, yeah. Would you like to come to a press junket and come and see the film and meet everybody? And I was like, yeah, of course. So I got to meet everybody from this film, Don't Breathe. Now, if you're not familiar with it, it sort of takes place in Detroit. And it's about this group of kids who have this idea to go rob a blind guy. You know, it's not a horror movie per se. It's much more suspenseful than it is. There's not much gore in it at all. It was really cool of him to sort of big me up for, you know, using the videos to help him write his character.
Tommy Edison's videos, including his Don't Breathe interview, the movie that he unknowingly helped out with, can be found at youtube.com/blindfilmcritic, as well as his other videos about visual impairment at the Tommy Edison Experience. For WKAR, I'm Jamie Paisley.